Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise God. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Kindly open our Bible in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 1 to 10. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in the God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you. And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in Holy Ghost, and in such, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering and we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all the good things we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all the eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, the problems that we are passing through, to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for the solution, for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus, and so we can come to you today to worship you and to serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Yes. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband, give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife, bless them, strengthen them, help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite to implement your word in the family and on their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignment well, and their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray, Lord, for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray also to bless and strengthen the single parents in our church and provide them all their needs. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us, Lord, to be a good example to others how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Lord, bless the works of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we are promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way you want them to do. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on, and provide jobs for those who are jobless. Lord, heal the sick, Lord. We come against all power of darkness against them. And we rebuke your devil and cast you all out of your demons out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, our colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those places whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bondages and receive the salvation that comes from you alone in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you for all the congregation and for yourself. We praise you, Lord, and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them, speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and the regulation in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray for more faithful workers to join the church and with good motive. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray for unity in the church. We pray for revival and for the backsliders, to those who left to come back to you and to the church and start to serve you again. Lord, we pray to bless, to protect and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them, to endeavor, to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your work. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace, and with implementing the whole will of God. Let us pray for our worship. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be change and likeness in you in everything. We pray for our recording, to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and praise unto him.
Let the people of God sing it. And worship you, Lord. Oh God, show your power in the midst of us again, oh Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
He is the Lord.
That you have all the power or the might, O Lord God. Thank you for doing things, O Lord God, doing things right in front of us, O Lord. For truly, Lord God, as you have said, all things will work together for good to those who love you and whom you have called according to your purpose. Thank you, Lord God, for the answer prayers, O Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us strength day after day, watching over us, O Lord. Those are all your power working in our midst, in our life. We thank you, Lord God, that as we reach out for you, once more you will show forth yourself unto us, O Lord God. You will show forth to us, O Lord God, your purpose, why you have created us. We reach out to you, O Lord.
Reaching for you.
Our God.
You are the great, great God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Your name is Jesus, revealed here on earth to be with us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have shown your power in our life. Thank you, Lord, that you continually move in our lives, O Lord, as we commit ourselves unto you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And now all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be the lightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you and praise you for all the blessing that you bestow upon us, knowing that you are the one who bless us, O God. Lord, as we give our tithes and offering unto your house, bless your people, O God. Continue, Lord, to open the windows of heaven upon us and rebuke the devourer in our lives, O God. Lord, bless this money as the furtherance of your kingdom to help the poor and needy and widow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Food, Part 1. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise you and thank you for all your goodness and faithfulness upon us, O God. Lord, as we read your word, anoint my lips, Lord, to convict your people, to abide and willing to do, to go along to your will and plan, to live their lives for you and to serve you. Lord, anoint my lips to read clearly and emphasize the point that you need to utter from your word. Spread it, Lord, and make it rich to the people whom you want to, and reap the good harvest that you want to see in the life of your church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, the title is Food, Part 1. Food and water are needed for the physical well-being of our bodies. We need to eat food so that we can go forward to live our lives for God and serve Him. The fuel for our physical body is the physical food that we need to eat to receive calories. Therefore, food is important for a healthy life in order to achieve God's purpose in our lives. But we don't live to eat, but eat to live. Why is it important to include the topic of food when we discuss about our finances? Because many spend recklessly on food and satisfy their palate. The scriptures speaks about poverty visiting those who love to spend much on certain food, rich in oil. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. As we review the scriptures below, we can see that the Lord supplied his people with food in order for them to gain strength to do his work. Acts chapter 27, verses 33 to 38. Acts chapter 27, verses 33 to 38. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 40th day that ye tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them of all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in the all in the ship 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat and the sea. Food that was given to the passengers on board had strengthened their bodies. Therefore, they were able to lighten the ship and cast out the wheat and the sea. Here, Paul mentioned to the people on board in Acts chapter 27, verses 34. Therefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. So food is important for survival and strength. After 14 days without food, they took their first meal. It was bread, which was simple. But nutritional in value and health to the body. That bread hadn't been baked recently. It was old because for 14 days they were passing through a terrible wind in the middle of a raging sea. These days, very few opt for old bread. The excuses would be that it is spoiled or the date has expired or it's moldy. But for the passengers in the ship, the same old bread had been used by God to give strength to the passengers to move on to the next stage of their lives. My point is not that we not eat spoiled food. The point here is that natural food carries a lot of nutritional value to strengthen our bodies to live so that we can continue to live our lives for God. It is not the other things that are important, like its taste or its freshness or its look. So when I need purchase my food to eat, I look at its nutritional value that will help me to buy nutritional food at a low cost. I don't need to buy expensive bread, vegetables, or meat. I can still buy the less expensive brand of bread, vegetables and meat, and still receive the same nutritional value of food. This is a good point for stewardship, so you can save money that can be used for other noble purposes. Second, in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 6, in King James Version. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 6, in King James Version. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord of God liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, that it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. The ravens brought the food to Elijah, the man of God. They have carried the bread and the meat and their mouth to Elijah, and he ate them and drank water from the brook. If God did that to us today, we will be ready to eat such food? What will we tell God, or what we will tell to God? Are we going to question God to its cleanliness? Just imagine, Elijah had to eat the same food morning and evening for a long time. He never questioned God. It is not mentioned that he said to the Lord, I don't like the same taste, Lord, or why like that, Lord? For his liquid intake, he drank the water for the brook, unless us who quench our thirst with coffee, juices, or soft drinks. Elijah was thankful to God for being his provider. God was truly concerned about Elijah's diet and provided him with protein, fat, and carbohydrates. The point that we need to emphasize is that it's not the brand of food, its freshness and its value in terms of money that is important. As long as it is nutritious, enhances our health, and enable us to serve God, it is good. Many are so particular about certain brands of food and they will spend much money and on particular foods just to eat the taste they like. But cheaper brands have the same nutritional value and give the same benefit to our physical bodies. We work and labor hard to earn our living, and we need to direct what we earn into wise ways of spending. We need to tighten our income, spend wisely for food, accommodation, and our children's education, and raise them up in a godly way. Beside our savings, we also set aside money for God's work. Therefore, the taste of expensive food is not important. Third, in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 to 16, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 to 16, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Sarepath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Sarepath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering up sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for you and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meat wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which is spake by Elijah. Here, Elijah was directed by God to have another source for living. God directed him to be fed by a widow. Elijah obeyed God, and therefore there was food for Elijah and for the woman and her house. Just imagine eating everyday cake of bread and no other food. How we will feel about it if the Lord will do that to us. We need to be thankful for whatever God is providing for us with. Elijah did not reject the offer of God to send him to a widow to feed him. Many will pridefully refuse if God will send them to certain people to feed them, since there they will be forced to eat simple food. Jesus mentioned the story of Elijah in the New Testament, confirming that God was the one who had sent Elijah to that particular widow. In Luke chapter 4, verses 25 to 26. It was Luke in chapter 4, verses 25 to 26. But I tell you of truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Nowadays, a good number of people boast in their lavishness of food and spend much on it when they are sent to the mission field. There are certain times that people are provided free food, but instead of eating that food, they will go and buy another food because they cannot accept the taste of the food that is repeated for many days. There are certain people also who work in certain companies that provided free food. They need to be thankful to God because they don't have to prepare their own food and they can save time, money, and effort. Fourth, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 9. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 9. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baken on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again on the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto Cade and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" God was so caring to his servant Elijah. As he fled from Jezebel, who was after him to kill him, God showed concern by providing for him the right food to strengthen his body for the long journey that was ahead of him. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8, and he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. That was God's provision for him to take and eat. The angel of the Lord woke up twice to eat and drink, to be strengthened to go and continue his journey with the purpose of serving God. The Lord did not give him extravagant or exotic food, but simple food to sustain him. It is not important that we are provided with the best quality food, for even simple and less costly food can do much in our mission. What is more important is that we have strength in our body to fulfill our responsibility to God and to the people. Fifth, in Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 1 to 17. Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 1 to 17. "Thou also, son of man, take thee a tile and lay it before thee, and portray upon it the city, even Jerusalem, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it, set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it round about. Moreover, take thou unto thee an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between thee and the city, and set thy face against it, and it shall be besieged. And thou shalt lay siege against it. This shall be a sign to the house of Israel. Lie thou also upon the left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on the right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year. Therefore, thou shalt set thy face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and thine arm shall be uncovered, and thou shalt prophesy against it. And behold, I will lay bands upon thee, and thou shalt not turn thee from one side to another, till thou hast ended the days of thy siege. Take thou also unto thee wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and vetches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side. 390 days shalt thou eat thereof. And thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight 20 shekel a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of an hen. From time to time shalt thou drink. And thou shalt eat as a barley cake, and thou shalt bake it with dung that cometh out of man and her sight. And the Lord said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, whither I will drive them. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted. For my youth up even till now have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces. Neither came there abominable flesh into my mouth. Then he said unto me, lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water, and be astonied one with another, and consume away for their iniquity. This is a real incident and not just a fable. Ezekiel was asked by God to lie on his side 390 days, and then on the other side 40 days. And he was asked to prepare very simple food from grains. The food and drink were rationed by weight, and the amount was less than the intake of normal men. He was asked by God to eat 20 shekels per day, which is equal to 228.4 grams. And he was asked to drink 1/6 of a hen, which is equal to 611 millimeters. The prophet obeyed the word of God. He obeyed to be restricted in movement. He obeyed the method that God is instructed to prepare his food, and he obeyed to eat and drink the certain amounts that God described. I am not telling that we need to eat and drink less, but we need to be sensitive to the pattern of life that God would like us to live. What is the point in indulging in gluttony? Live and eat based on the pattern of life that God would like us to live. Ezekiel could live and eaten better, but he abided by the instruction of God so that he could convey the message of God in a clearer way. God requested Ezekiel to bake his food in Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 15. Then he said unto me, lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith. Nowadays, people are satisfied with ready-made food from restaurant, which cost a fortune. They would rather drive to Pizza Hut, KFC, Jollibee, McDonald's, Burger King, and such places without thinking how much it would cost them. We need to cook and bake our food at home rather than to eat processed food. It is sheer laziness, worldliness, and carelessness if we opt for ready-made food. Imagine people are sitting at home and they have all the facilities for cooking, but still they will order sweets and junk food just for the sake of the special taste. I can say either that they don't have time, they just are lazy. The homemade sweets and food are also especially tasty to those who are trained to cook and eat at their homes and who had committed themselves to go to be a good stewards in God's sight. Since some people are working, they feel they have the right to enjoy life by eating outside without going through the ordeal of cooking. But If we live this way, then what are we are teaching the people around us and the people under our care and to our families and children? They will learn from us how to squander and live in debauchery. The same way the prodigal son lived and wasted the resources of his father. It was in Luke chapter 15, verses 12 to 13. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Those who live truthfully will pass a clear message to the people around them about the importance of stewardship and the need to preserve our resources so that we can invest into God's work. Sixth, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 4, Matthew 3, verse 4, "And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey." John ate locust honey every day, and he was happy to serve God and preach his word and admonish the people to follow God. The food that God had given him was enough to sustain his body for his service. The food was free and available to him, so he used it to his benefit. Sure, God is providing similar resources for us, but do we thank God and humble ourselves before him and eat what he has given us without grumbling? Seventh, in Ruth chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. Ruth chapter 2, verses 1 to 18 in King James Version. "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, and the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. The Ruth, the Moabite, said unto Naomi, 'Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace.' And she said unto her, 'Go, my daughter.' And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her house was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, 'The Lord be with you.' And they answered him, 'The Lord bless thee.' Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, 'Whose damsel is this?' And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, 'It is the Moabite's damsel that they came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab.' And she said, 'I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves.' So she came and had continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, 'Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glen in other field, neither go from hence, but abide here for fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art thirst, go unto the vessel and drink of that which the young men have drawn.' Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, 'Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?' And Boaz answered and said unto her, 'It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not hereforto. The Lord recompense thy work, and full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come trust.' Then she said, 'Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids.' And Boaz said unto her, 'At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar, And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let her fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean not, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. Ruth decided to work in order to provide food for herself and for her mother-in-law. She decided and was willing to glean after the harvesters and to pick up the leftover that was allocated by God for the poor. She knew where to find her food based on God's word in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 to 10. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not boldly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither thou shalt gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. And also in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest. Neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. It also, it's spoken in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. What was allocated to her and her mother-in-law as the portion of food was to be collected by gleaning after the harvesters. The Lord led her to the right farm to glean, and she worked hard from morning till evening, every day in the same place, on the farm of Boaz. Ruth chapter 2, verse 23. So she kept past by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. We can see in the passage below what kind of food she ate during her lunch break. Ruth chapter 2, verse 14. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. Her food was bread, vinegar and corn, and her drink plain water. And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessel and drink of that which thy young men have drawn. It was in Ruth chapter 2, verse 9. When she ate her full, she had food left over that which she brought back for Naomi, her mother-in-law. And Ruth chapter 2, verse 18, and she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed and left. Ruth reserved the leftover food and gave it to Naomi because she believed that was God's provision for her mother-in-law. The meaning of Naomi is blessed, and it is blessed to eat the leftover food and learn how to save and become a good steward. Those who preserve the leftover food are wise people. In doing so, they provide food for another mouth. Those who are good on keeping the leftover food are good at saving. But to those who are good at throwing the leftover foods, are poor at saving. My dear and beloved, all the characters in the Bible mentioned above accepted not only the food that God gave them, but also God's plan and will for their lives. The same should be in our case. We must resign ourselves to God's provision, will, and plan with thanksgiving in our hearts and serve Him. It is better to we humble ourselves before God before He humble us. Let us ask God forgiveness for our sins, especially our grumbling against food and against His good plans for us. Instead of grumbling, murmuring, let us God to give us patience, self-control, and perseverance to accept the discipline that He meted out to us and endure it, so that His plan in our lives will be fulfilled. Let us pray. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the instructions that I receive from your word about food. And thank you for the kind of food that you are providing daily for me to eat. Lord, thank you for all the correction, the rebuke, and admonition that we receive today from your word. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess now your grumbling, murmuring against God and others, being so choosy about the food that you are eating. Confess your bad stewardship and wasting much money on food just for the taste. Repent of wasting much money by not cooking at home, but buying ready-made food and eating in restaurants. Confess and renounce doing your own will, and not the will, nor the plan, nor the style of life that God had ordained for you to live. Confess and renounce your pride and your worldliness. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and to serve God in the way that He wants you to serve Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the teaching and to the principles that I receive in this message from you. Lord, I commit myself to be thankful and accepting the daily food that you give me and the style of life that you want me to live for you. Lord, I commit myself to eat the leftover food, to avoid eating expensive food, to cook at home, and to avoid buying ready-made food and eating in restaurants. Lord, I commit myself to go to the places that you are sending me to minister to the people. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to you and are willing to go along the teaching that we receive in this message. Lord, continue to provide for them, sustain them, and sustain their families and ministries so they will continue to serve you. Lord, we as a church, we commit ourselves to implement the teaching we receive in this message, to eat the food that you have provided for us, and to avoid spending much on expensive ready-made food in eating in restaurants. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to others to follow you. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us spiritual gifts that we need to go and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.